The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Jersey Joe on the radio. Hey, happy Friday. You made it to Friday. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you. It's 5 minutes after 9 o'clock. Russ Salzberg is going to join us momentarily. Talk about it. You know what? We got the Belmont Stakes today. NBA Finals. Look at the Stanley Cup, the Capitals yesterday. And then it's a Subway Series. A lot to talk about.
Belmont's tomorrow. Tomorrow. 6:37 is the race.
Thank you. Thank you. What time is the Belmont?
6:37. That's when that race goes off.
How could you be that specific?
Because that's exactly what time the race goes off. 6:37.
Do they got a clock, like some kind of world clock, and they do it like that? And why? What is the reason for that?
Well, it's the last race of the day, so they have other races that go on. They're timed.
You would be the only ones that would show up because you're that.
No. You know how many people are going to be there tomorrow?
No.
He's going.
I don't mean there. I mean just that if it was that meticulously timed, military style, you would have been good in the Army. Oh yes, you would have been in the Army.
I'm not that great at taking orders.
You know why? Because you can't deviate this guy's schedule, Frankie Fibro. When there's somebody downstairs and that gal's supposed to come up and Al's Gumad's supposed to come up and visit in the studio.
He goes, Gumad.
He jumps up and clears everything.
And play
clear everything.
In high school. How dare you insinuate that? That's terrible.
She's your English
terrible. See, today on Friday, no cameras. Nice motion. All right. Thank you.
How politically correct. I have to go, please. I'm the hypochondriac of hypochondriacs. Forgive me. It's Friday. And forgive me. I beg forgiveness, but I have the sniffles. I have the allergies. So the foremost ear, nose, and throat gentleman in the great city of New York, and noted around the world, by the way, is Dr. Jordan Josephson. So I called Dr. Josephson. I said, Dr. Jordan, would you be so kind to come on the show? Because I had a quick question to ask him. He's in the middle of 1,000 patients, and he knows I'm a whiny hypochondriac. Doctor, thank you for joining us, and I apologize for getting into your Friday schedule, Jordan. How are you this morning, sir?
Great, Joe. What a beautiful day today, huh?
Yeah, it is beautiful. Thank you. But what is with my nose and my allergies? Are you seeing a litany, Dr. Josephson, of allergies? Is it me or is it just, does everybody have this allergy problem worse than ever this year?
Joe, allergies are rampant. People are miserable. They're hacking and coughing and sneezing and
itching.
They want to scratch their eyes out. It's terrible.
So this is the question, Dr. Josephson. What is Mucinex, because you know I have to perform, so I was afraid to take anything that would dry me up completely because I always check with you, and you always astutely tell me the vocal cords are okay, because that's what you always got to check. So if I'm performing, it doesn't matter if you have a runny nose or anything, as long as the vocal cords are okay. Will Mucinex hinder the vocal performance in any way, Dr. Josephson?
So Mucinex actually makes your mucus thinner and actually gets it to drain better. So regular Mucinex will not dry it up, not hurt your vocal cords in any way.
Ooh.
But a really good thing to do is, for people with allergies, as soon as they get home, irrigate your sinuses either with a neti pot or a HydroPulse, a machine to wash out all the allergens from the inside of your nose. Keep your air conditioner on, keep your windows closed, and change your clothes and take a shower before you get into bed.
No, really? Change your clothes? It's that the pollen is that bad these days, Doc?
Pollen is brutal. Whether you're in New York City, where people say there's not a lot of trees, all the pollen from New Jersey is blowing. When there's easterly winds and the Long Island pollen, when there's pollen, we really get hit here hard in New York City, New Jersey, the whole tri-state area. people were coming into the office telling me their cars were coated with pollen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Doc, thank you. And I know I should irrigate more. You always tell me and I don't do it. You do the irrigation thing with the little thing in your nose and just kind of irrigate yourself, yes?
And it's great and refreshing.
All right.
Doc, it's always great to speak to you.
Give my love to your beautiful family, Doc, and I'll see you soon, Jordan Josephson. And thank you so much, Doc.
Back to you, Joe. Okay.
Thanks, Doc. He's the former sex. I could take Mucinex. Yes, that's great. Because I was afraid because I thought it would dry out everything. I think Mucinex is great because doesn't it dry up everything like that?
Again,
Charles.
I don't know.
Oh, Charles. Can we have a bell ringing thing? Like a butler. Aren't all butlers named Charles?
No, there's a few named Jeeves still.
Jeeves.
Some are named Bob.
Bob.
If you're lucky, you get a William here and there.
Charles, can I have the Mucinex,
We had a William that worked here. We sent him to get syrup. It took him an hour.
No, he wasn't a William. He was just a Will.
Right, Will was good. I loved Will. Miss Will. Ten after 9
o'clock. Will, he got lost. Sent him for syrup across the street. He got lost. He couldn't even find the Dwayne Reed across the street. He went to another one.
Albert, let me tell you, my dear friend, there's one reason why he gets lost. Because he's a guy. Guys, we can't do things. Notice we sent out Celia, boom, 30 seconds, she's back. Remember Pavlina, boom, 30 seconds,
Magoo.
They're back.
The Dwayne Reed is right in front of your face when you walk out of the building.
Mr. Magoo.
He couldn't see. Oh, Magoo, you've done it again.
Oh, a good one. And that was Scooby impression just for...
Right? Oh?
I like that.
Uh-oh.
11 minutes in tonight.
Anybody else? Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, hello.
Why does it always turn
into... I don't know, because...
Larry King.
I love Larry King. Yeah. Who doesn't love Larry King?
But at least there's a delineation between Scooby and Larry, because sometimes when you do Cancer Corner, it sounds an awful like... Cancer Corner sounds a lot.
No, it doesn't sound anything like that.
That's
I'm
Larry
pushing
King.
In him a,
That's
no,
Larry King.
Larry's voice is not that deep.
Now do Larry King.
Hello.
See, there's a
Frank, be the judge.
No, there's a difference. Oh, and Frank. All right. Yeah.
He's shaking his head.
He has a plethora of voices that he imitates. The only one he does good is Cuomo. By the way, Governor, why are you giving this guy free legal help?
You need to understand that if there's something that New York stands for, it's fairness, it's equality. Do I think that the state of New York and the taxpayers should be in the habit of paying everyone's legal bills? Of course not. But when there is a justice issue that's so glaring that it speaks to the heart and soul of every New Yorker, as this hardworking New Yorker did... We have no choice but to act.
So what is very good, Frank. Thank you very much. That's... Very nicely done. So what's going to – does Governor Cuomo step in with the pizza delivery guy?
Yes, he's paying his pay.
Personally.
No.
Frank's
tax dollars are paying for this guy's legal fee.
I'm paying for it.
Right. See, now that's not right.
No, of course
that's not.
Right.
You can't use taxpayer money. I mean, he steps in. And what is with
– While we're on the subject of what's not right, Joe – the new acting attorney general, Barbara Underwood, is picking up right where Eric Schneiderman left off and where the next attorney general, which may be Letitia James, would like to go, which is that even though President Trump is pardoning people of crimes, they want to still be able to prosecute them under violations of New York state law. So, for instance, Dinesh D'Souza, pardoned by the president. Barbara Underwood said, we should be able
Don't
to prosecute him locally here in New York.
Look what happened
and
to Schneiderman.
Tish
I'm just
James,
saying.
Tish
just...
James wants to do the same thing, that if the president pardons anybody that's part of this Russia probe, if they violated a New York
Don't
state
say probe
law.
Probe to an old guy.
Oh, boy. If they violate a New York state law, Tish James wants to go after them criminally. Here, even if they're pardoned by the president.
You're terrible. He's trying to do
what?
This
no, it's
thing.
So true.
And you're fixated on is the word probe.
It's so scary. It's a scary. Don't say probe to an old guy.
I'll find out in 2 years.
So it's interesting because why? And what did you say Governor Murphy did? Governor Murphy did in Jersey. They go on these national platforms about immigration.
Right.
About, now they're going to represent this guy.
He's signing Donald gun Trump, legislation next week.
Can someone stop the tax, the overtaxation, the burden of tolls, the crushing avalanche?
He needs to sign the sports betting bill today. The bill is on his desk.
This is what's wrong with the progressive movement in New Jersey. Not just Governor Cuomo and Governor Murphy. It's a crutch. They have nothing. There's nothing. Bernie Sanders goes, he's a Disney worker, should get an even. can we just work toward something that affects us at home? And that would be taxes, first and foremost. Can we fix infrastructure? Can we talk about security? I'm telling you, you know what worries me? And I'm going to go to the phone calls in a second, in 14 minutes after 9 o'clock. I'll tell you what worries me. And I hesitate to even talk about it on the radio because you're going to inflame the fringe. Is when I walk by these power grids,
right.
All of, there's not one law enforcement official outside a power grid. These should be locked down. What's going to happen? You're going to get a wacko. And I say it every time, the big mic when I'm walking with Big Mike or my Michael, my young Mike. Look, I say, see that power grid right there? They're all over. They're open. They got like a 2-foot barbed wire fence. That could shut down hospitals. And I mean, but it's something that we don't worry about all these things. All we worry about are these political motives by the progressive socialists. It has nothing to do with our everyday life. It has nothing to do with it. You know why? The Democrats don't have platform one.
You're talking about taxes in the Garden State, right? That Governor Murphy wants to raise taxes. He wants to raise it on millionaires or whatever. If he signs the sports betting bill today, New Jersey will get money. Continuous money over and over and over again.
And people say that's probably wrong because it's gambling. You know what?
That,
we need the money. We need the money.
Both legislatures passed it unanimously without a problem. It's sitting on his desk right now. Get it signed. Get them down there.
What is his hesitation on that?
He wants to review the whole bill before he signs it, so it might not happen today. But here's the thing. If he signs that, now he has no leverage to raise the tax because the state legislature come back and go, hey, listen, we're getting money in our coffers.
That's a great observation because he'll say if he does sign it.
He's going to use this as a chip against Sweeney. Watch. You want to bet? Oh, yeah, that's right. You can't.
Yeah. Vito in Queens. Good morning, Vito. How you doing this morning? Sorry to keep you waiting, my friend.
Hey, Joe. Good morning. Good morning, Fred. Good morning, Al.
Hi, Vito. We're all here, buddy. Thanks for listening. What's on your mind this morning?
Okay, as you know, we have an epidemic of suicide, school shootings, and the military killing themselves,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So what is known, but it's not reported because of special interest, that many of these people are on drugs. Mm. And what drugs are they on? Well, you know, antidepressants. And there's a potential side effect with these antidepressants. They can cause suicide and homicide ideation. Now, not everybody will have that, but with millions and millions of these drugs out, all you need is a small percentage, and it's going to cause havoc on society.
Yeah, it's a great.
This is the elephant in the room.
Yeah, great observation, Vito. Thank you, Vito, for calling. That's a great observation. The psychotropic drugs that really do they cause? Because you see, they always hear the disclaimer on TV. Sometimes you hear it causes suicide. It could cause suicide. So maybe it is. Maybe it's the drug epidemic. Maybe it is exactly that. The overuse of opioids and the psychotropic.
I think there's certainly something to be said for that. But a lot of these cases of suicide, particularly among adults, 80% of them apparently are folks that have never been treated for mental illness before.
Right.
So some of them are on drugs, certainly. But these are people that are clearly battling some form of mental illness and have never been treated for it.
Because it's a stigma. Unfortunately,
they may not know that they're suffering from mental
illness.
That's
part of it. But I think the other part of it is these people are afraid to speak out to their doctors because it could affect their employment, which it shouldn't. But it could affect their employment. It could affect other things in their life. And they don't want people. Listen, let's be honest. We all gossip. You find out that your neighbor, not you, Joe, because you live isolated in the middle of nowhere. But let's say a neighbor of mine or a neighbor of Frank's is suffering through this type of depression. They don't want other people around them to know that they're going through that because they feel that they'll be stigmatized. They'll be looked at differently.
Well,
and that prevents them from going to get the help that they need.
And, you know, I have to give a shout out to the guy that has made this his passion.
Is he in prison, this guy?
Not currently. for 30, 40 years. And that's former New Jersey Governor Dick Cody, who's still a state senator.
Yeah, we love
the guy has been, in terms of people in elective office, probably the foremost spokesperson in terms of getting people who are battling mental illness the help that they really need.
Yeah. So we're going to talk with next week Dr. Barry Goodfield. Barry Goodfield is a psychologist or psychiatrist, Frankie. Yeah, he counseled every single almost every single person that was affected by the Las Vegas shooting.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, he also profiles. So we're going to bring him on the air next week. And Dr. Barry's going to tell us how you could profile the body language of Kim Jong-un and what is Kim Jong-un's ulterior motive with meeting with Donald Trump. It's going to be great. So, but you're absolutely right. And when I talked to Dr. Barry last night, you're going to talk to Barry later this afternoon.
That's right.
Fascinating when he sat down and it was one person after the next person. How many people were affected and devastated by the Las Vegas shooting? You know, but he was there. He donated his time, by the way. So it's maybe that's what we need, kind of like a walk-in, you know, these walk-in doctor places, maybe like a walk-in mental facility.
Yeah.
If you're feeling like off, you're not sure, at least as a safety net right there in our society.
Yeah, well, and I think maybe institutions that are in a position like schools, prisons,
yeah.
You know, other workplaces.
Yeah, like Jill called on later, yeah, before, yeah.
You know, maybe there can be greater mental health screenings throughout society.
Something like that. Hey, Russ Salzberg, speaking of mental health, Russ Salzberg.
That's not nice. That's not
nice. We love Russ. Right, so. He's the best.
I love him. I love Russ. We love Russ, too.
So by my count, we've offended the Chinese, Russians, the Koreans.
Alzheimer's
patients and their families. People suffering from dementia and their families.
We're on a roll.
People named Bob.
And hashtag who's next?
Our CFO, our general manager, Kevin McCullough, and... Now we're down to the mentally ill.
And Russ Salzberg.
It's Friday, but it's Friday. It's an equal offender.
It's like the purge. The rules of society
don't apply.
Equal opportunity offenders. Hey, 20 minutes after night, Debbie. There's no fault of Debbie Duhaime. You are absolutely perfect, girl. We love you.
I was upset that you were also dissing disco music before.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
You know,
I
you're also, you know, come on now. Be nice.
Hello, baby.
Come on, that music is so good.
The only good thing about disco Barry White was kind of. You know,
fabulous.
I mean, that was cool. That was
fabulous.
Cool.
Don't be dissing
Barry White.
All right. No, not dissing
Barry. How about the Bee Gees? You had to like the Bee Gees,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Staying Alive.
Oh, look at that face.
You didn't like it? You don't?
Wow.
I didn't think
it was good.
You have to see this face that Joe just made.
Joe, it's
one hit after another. I love the Bee Gees.
Me too.
More than a woman? Come on.
Sound like a black man. Don't sound.
Night Fever?
Let's have Joe sing Night Fever next time we perform.
Love that.
Oh, no, please.
Fabulous.
Please. Oh, please.
Do it, please.
I like John Travolta. That's as far as I go with disco. That was it. 9:21, Piscopo in the morning. Deb, how we doing out there?
Finally, some relief here at the Tappan Zee Bridge. All lanes reopened as you get into Westchester County. That terrible accident from earlier clear, but still a lot of volume up at the Bear Mountain Bridge and at the George Washington Bridge. 17 West up exit 127. That's an accident as well. Again, that inbound GWB still about 40 minutes in. Lincoln Tunnel, we're seeing some slowdowns of 30 minutes. Holland's still about 20. Some stop-and-go traffic still on 21 South, getting down toward Chester Avenue, Newark. That's an accident and a debris spill to deal with. Southern State eastbound as you get out toward the area of Baldwin Road, getting out through South Hempstead. Watch out for a collision. And you're still seeing delays on the westbound BQE by Atlantic Avenue with a crash. Brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Partly cloudy today, high of 82. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder just wants America to know the facts.
Contrary to the Black Lives Matter narrative, the police have much more to fear from black males than black males have to fear from the police. In 2015, a police officer was 18.5 times more likely to be killed by a black male than an unarmed black male was to be killed by a police officer.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy. .com studios. You know, buying a pre-owned car can be scary. How do you know it's safe? Was it in a flood or accident? Can you believe the mileage on the odometer? Well, on the smartwaytobuy.com, you'll find the finest collection of pre-owned vehicles in the area. And you'll find peace of mind because every car you see on the site comes with a vehicle history and has gone through a 150-point inspection. Plus, each one comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can be confident it's the right vehicle for you and at the right price. Because the smartwaytobuy.com backs up every one of their already low prices with a 110% low price guarantee. The details are all there on the site. Discover the benefits of buying your next pre-owned vehicle, the smartwaytobuy.com.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
That's a great block of radio, Marano in the Morning, followed by the great John Katzimatidis on Sundays, 9:25 with Joe, a Russ standing by. I would love to tell you, if I can, about MyPillow. I love Mike Lindell. What a great guy, great American. Keeps MyPillow in Minnesota. And I told you how he explained to Al and I how he makes the MyPillow, how he's got that unique patented fill, how he gives you a 10-year warranty, 90-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. And then this for you listening to AM 970, exclusively, by the way, for you listening, 50% off the MyPillow 4-pack. That includes two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off of four pillows with a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can't go wrong. Here's the number. It's 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970, or if you want to go to MyPillow.com, please go to MyPillow.com, but use the promo code AM970, and you'll get this exclusive deal from Mr. Mike Lindell, just for you listening to AM970, 50% off the MyPillow 4-pack. And again, it includes two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows with a 90-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
And now, stand by for Russ Salzburg. This is his favorite song from the Bee Gees.
I started a joke. It started the whole world crying.
How much do you love this song, Russ? Come on, man.
No. Let me tell you something.
Here he goes. Look at him. Look at him.
Don't you dare be nice to me, Joe, because you want to know, you got some set of cojones. I heard you before. You of all people are casting aspersions on my mental health? How many people did you ask?
And now, another fine song from Russ Salzburg's greatest hits. Oh, this song, please. This will drive me nuts. I talk about mental illness. Please, enough
with the... How can you mend a broken heart?
No.
I mean, come on.
Please, Russ, let me ask you something. Do you really... Are you a... You're not a Bee Gees guy. Tell me you're not a Bee Gees guy.
No, come on.
I could never under... God bless them. Most successful, probably one of the most successful groups of all time. I can't with the Bee Gees, right? Look at Al's, he won't let it go, Russ. He's busted my chops all morning now. He'll be playing every Bee Gees song.
I love the Bee Gees.
You love the Bee Gees?
I do.
Now we found Marano's
wheelhouse. I don't think it's a bad song.
Russ, we found Marano's wheelhouse.
There's some bad Bee Gees songs, yeah. Trust me.
Yeah, you played three of them now.
I love the Bee Gees.
Help me out. No, KC and the Sunshine Band, Russ Salzburg. KC and Sunshine Band I could deal with. I mean, I'm not a disco guy. And Russ, you and I had to live through that. It was around for too long. How long? 10 years or so?
Well, the thing is, you're still wearing the belt.
It's so true. You know what? I have a pair of jeans I bought. And I said to my kids, look, I got bell bottoms. They said, no, Dad, they're called the, there's another name for them, but then you and I know them as bell bottoms.
No, they were bell bottoms, stovepipes, yeah, the whole thing.
Russ, welcome, man, and thanks for letting us have some fun. You know we love you, brother. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, but you're casting aspersions on my mental health.
I know, and I'm the guy. Yeah, but you know what? Yeah, people in glass houses, I hear you, Russ Salzberg. I hear you, buddy. Hey, let me first give you a nice introduction, Russ, because we love you and respect you. Longtime New York legendary sportscaster, host of the Get a Load of This podcast on OGPodcastNetwork.com. Russ, we got the Subway Series coming up, man. Does it get better than this?
Well, yeah, it does, because the Mets can't hit. That's what the problem is. I mean, right now, their pitching has been outstanding. Not good, outstanding. Jacob DeGrom right now is arguably the best pitcher in baseball. But the problem is the offense would have trouble these days beating a T-ball team.
They're just
having a lot of problems. I mean, they just can't hit. I was at the ball game Wednesday, having a nice day at the park. The kid Zach Wheeler pitches a great game, 7 innings, shut out ball. He gets taken out. They're losing 1-0. So then the leadoff batter gets up in the bottom of the – I don't like to get too technical, but the leadoff batter for the Mets gets up in the bottom of the 8th inning, Brandon Nimmo. He gets on with a solid single. So now you got Cabrera coming up, who's been the Mets' best hitter this year. What does he do? He decides, I'm going to bunt on my own. And what does he do? He bunts into a double play. You can't make this stuff up.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like the Bad News Bears all over again.
Yeah. Did you see the Jim Brewer thing online? I should send you that. It was how they, when they batted out of order. And Jim's the number one Mets fan. You know, it was just hysterical. But I think they'll be all right. But listen, it's good. The Subway Series is happening. Now, Justified running tomorrow in the Triple Crown. What are you hearing about that, Russ Salzberg?
Well, there's nothing much to hear. I mean, he looks like to me he's clearly the class of the field. But, yeah. You know, a mile and a half. Yeah, listen, he's shown in the first two races of the Derby and the Preakness that he can run in the slop. So I don't worry about weather being a factor. But that mile and a half, you know, they call the stretch at Belmont Death Valley. So, you don't need to be a genius to pick the favorite. It's nice if history wins, but I always like to see if a long shot, you know, can come up on the board. Yeah. But I just don't know that it. Can happen.
Hey, Russ, also so much happening overnight. We're trying to touch on it all. 9:31 with Russ Salzberg with Piscopo in the morning. The Capitals winning their first Stanley Cup. Does anybody care, Russ?
You know what? You don't have to be a hockey fan, Joe. But I will say this, and I was watching a game last night, and, you know, I don't have any team in the game.
Yeah.
But watching that game last night, number one, the ceremony at the end with the guys hoisting a cup is one of the great things in sports. And
you're
then
you're
watching the captain of the Capitals, Alexander Ovechkin, finally gets to win. And you think about how the sport has changed. I remember, you know, when you were facing the mighty Russians, and now he's part of it, and you could see the emotion in his face, this longtime captain, 13, 14 years, whatever it was. Just the thought of capturing a cup, I thought was terrific.
Well said. Hey, Lou Lamoriello with the Islanders, man. How great is this? Come on.
It's going to make the balance of power in the tri-state area a lot different because, you know, listen – for this time, and he was only going there for a temporary, short period of 2-3 years to Toronto. Everything Lou touches turns out right.
I know,
and
he's
I'm
the best.
I'm sure he's going to help.
He's the best.
Turn things around.
Hey, Russ, you know, I just realized this. Frankie sent me a note. You went to Brooklyn Tech, man?
Don't get me started on Dumbo de Blasio. No. Can I tell you something?
Please.
No,
please.
He puts the M in Mama Luke. I'm dead. I have not been this pissed off in a long time.
It's great.
No. Yeah. Listen. What I'm telling. Hey, Frankie Fiveboroughs. His dad went to Brooklyn Tech.
Yeah.
You know what we all had in common? When I went to Brooklyn Tech,
yeah.
I went with white kids. black kids, brown kids, yellow kids, Jews, Irish, Italian. You know what we all had in common?
What's
None of us had a pot to pee in.
Yeah.
We all came from working class families. We're proud of the fact that we were able to get into the school, and we all got in on merit on passing a test. Now these morons want to change the rules.
Yeah.
Why? You know why they want to change the rules? Because they're failing the kids. A lot of these kids in the communities that they're talking about, in particular black and Hispanic communities, they're not preparing these kids, you know, from K through 8. They're not preparing them. You got me so revved up. There was a kid, there was a wonderful editorial by a junior from Brooklyn Tech in the Daily News, I think it was 2 days ago. She's from Haiti. She's doing very well. She's going to go to college. She's excelling. She's working on mechanical engineering. She did not know that these schools existed. There was a teacher in her middle school who looked at her and saw some ability and encouraged her to find out about these schools and helped her with, you know, you know, preparation. And you know what? Why the hell did she not know? Because the system is not preparing the kids. And this moron, Carranza, this chancellor, this Mama Luke.
Oh, boy.
He's got the gall to say he doesn't like ownership of one ethnic group. So let me ask you a question, Joe. Suppose there were too many blacks in the school. Would he say we got to change that? There are too many Jews. There are too many Italians. There's too many Irish. This is... They're creating a divide within the city.
That's a good point.
It's terrible.
That's what they do. That's what they do for power. Russ, we love you, man. Well said, well spoken, Russ Salzberg. And we love you, my friend. Have a great weekend, and always look forward to having you on the show, my friend.
And, Joe, I hope you're able to cut down on your child support payments real soon.
Thank you. God bless you, too, Russ. Thank you. 9:35. Hey, Fred from Michaels of Brooklyn is going to join us. Having some fun. Trying to have some fun on a Friday after a wild weekend. Still news is breaking all over the place. We'll give you that as well. Al's going to give you the live and local news on AM 970theanswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
62 degrees at 9:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. As we were just talking about with Russ Salzberg, gamblers can expect a very short price on Justify heading into tomorrow's running of the 150th Belmont Stakes. Professional handicapper Michael Dempsey thinks Justify's final line could be anywhere between 3 to 5 and even money. Dempsey says the odds are pretty standard for a horse looking to complete the Triple Crown. Dempsey also adds that there is some buzz heading into the race. Justify looking to become the 13th Triple Crown winner in history. He would be the second horse in 3 years to complete the feat as American Pharoah ended a 37-year Triple Crown drought by taking all three legs in 2015. Dempsey believes there is some pressure on Justify's owner, Bob Baffert, to win the race. The running of the Belmont Stakes set for 6:37 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. The scientific community is reacting to NASA's announcement yesterday that the Mars Curiosity rover has found what's being called the building blocks for life in the planet's atmosphere. The rover found organic matter that is over 3 billion years old, and researchers say the discovery puts them in a good place to look for signs of life. Despite the excitement, more analysis must be done to see if their discovery comes from organic life or from a geological process. In sports, Yankees and Mets start up the 2018 version of the Subway Series tonight in Queens, and the Washington Capitals Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history. They beat the Golden Knights 4-3 in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Alex Ovechkin receiving the Conn Smythe Trophy as the most valuable player. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. The New York State Thruway southbound finally getting better, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Tappan Zee Bridge reopened into Westchester County. It looks like things are moving so much better there. Still seeing some alternate volume, though, over at the Bear Mountain Bridge. Let's see what's happening as you head over to the inbound side of the GWB. That's still about an hour and a half to the upper level. Better, though, to the lower level. Let's go over to the Lincoln Tunnel. Lincoln Tunnel 35, Holland about 20. A lot of volume on the Palisades Parkway South getting down toward the GWB as well. And over on the Newark Bay extension of the New Jersey Turnpike by 14C, a collision. 21 South Chester Ave in Newark, accident and a debris spill as well. It's busy on the westbound BQE by Atlantic Avenue, a collision there to deal with. And the Whitestone Bridge is still heavy as you get into the Bronx with an accident being cleared as well. Eastbound Belt south of Farmers Boulevard. Another accident there. Partly cloudy today. High of 82. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Hotels.com. With Hotels.com, get rewarded from seaside cabins in Oregon to five-star resorts in Mexico. Hotels.com's deals come with access to instant savings, too. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded. Instant savings available on select properties.
Hey, Piscopo in the morning. Good morning, good morning. 938 on AM 970 The Answer with Jersey Joe on the radio. You know, you got 5 minutes. Look at me. I'll give you a 945. I always give you a couple extra minutes because I love you. If you call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes, boom, free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. All European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, you can get a complete, full multi-point inspection, which is great for safety. You forget how much you need. That free multi-point inspection, they always get that. And an oil change and a filter for free. First five callers, next 5 minutes. This is the number, 855-621-9949. While you're there, you'll see Alex Kinsella. He's the general manager that prides himself on these low lease offers, 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Now, Alex wants you to experience a smart way to service. You got to check out the brand new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Come on, become a rewards member. Be eligible for free lifetime oil changes. Check out Route22Toyota.com for all the details. We love Iggy. We love Carmelo and Chester. And Wendy and Chris and Johnny, the great family at Route 22 Toyota. And now you have this. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter at Route 22 Toyota if you call 855-621-9949. Right there in Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Or again, try Route22Toyota.com.
Hey, this is Michael Medved for my friends at BestHotGrill.com. They make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You may already have a low temperature, slow cooking smoker, egg, or pellet barbecue. They're fine for the weekend when you have the time. But for the hectic part of your week, you need a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill, which heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes. It's really amazing to see. Even in the dead of winter, it heats up that way. The high heat locks in the juices and all the flavor and grills food faster. In a matter of minutes, your family could be sitting around to a great-tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. It's easy. Just imagine juicy steak, succulent chicken, moist fish, as well as healthy grilled veggies. Yum! Go to BestHotGrill.com to get a free copy of How to Choose the Right Infrared Grill Guide, where you can see why Solaire should be your everyday go-to grill. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. Great food, fast, with Solaire Infrared at BestHotGrill.com.
Thanks, Michael. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 941 right now. So I worry about you. When I tell you things, I worry about you. And when I tell you about the Bramnick Law Firm, I worry about you. If you get in an accident or if you're not sure, yeah, I don't know if I have a lawsuit because this happened, you know, at work. This guy did not do that. This gal didn't do this. Do I need a lawyer? These are all the questions that are very confusing to you in a time of stress. Like, for example, if you have a personal injury. So that's why I suggest to you to go to John Bramnick. Go to Bramnick Law Firm. John and Brent Bramnick, they have 18 lawyers there standing by to answer your questions. What do I tell you always? 7 days a week. 7 days a week they're there. By the way, if you have a personal injury claim, the Bramnicks will come to your home. Now, John Bramnick, Mr. Bramnick has 30 years of experience providing free consultations. This is key. Free consultations to help you decide whether you need a lawyer or not. And also, Mr. Bramnick, for 30 years, has represented thousands of people who have been in serious accidents, and it's always on a contingency basis. No recovery, no fee. I'm just saying. 800-423-4878. 877-423-4878. It's an 877 toll-free number. 423-4878. Or you can go to johnbramnick.com. JohnBramnick.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
And now, it's time for Restaurant Talk, sponsored by Michaels of Brooklyn.
Oh, this is getting ugly now. Frank's dancing now. Murano's actually dancing in the studio. Look out. Come on.
Disco Friday with Joe Piscopo on the radio.
How do you not like this? This is great.
It's Disco Piscopo. Hey.
I can see Monty Rock spinning a record right now.
Ah, the guy's just getting Fred, help me out here. Fred from Michael's of Brooklyn. Fred Kikache. Fred, good morning. Great to hear your voice. How you doing this morning, my friend?
My allergies are killing me.
Yeah, well, listen, I got Jordan, Dr. Josephson. Will you please call Dr. Josephson?
Yeah, I heard him.
Same thing, man. Come on, everybody's got the same thing. I'm going Mucinex. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't have to call him anymore because all I do is listen to your show.
I know. I said, you know what? You're not a disco guy. But see, Brooklyn,
Joe,
I don't know. There might
have
been
the
a time.
Same taste in music, Joe. Huh? There must believe it at that.
Yeah, you say what? You're right. You could.
How about you?
Yeah, no, please. I don't know why. I never went with the whole look. I never did that whole thing. Yeah. But you said, Fred, this was the problem, my friend, is when I was starting out and when disco came in, I was in college and I was pretty much graduating and I was on the radio then when I got that's my degree in radio and television. I would have to play that music over and over again. Drove me crazy. What am I going to tell you?
Fred, I remember listening to the rock station and somebody said that you had to do something to get Who tickets.
Yeah.
You had to do something really like. And this guy said he would listen to Barry Manilow for 10 hours.
Barry, I don't mind Barry.
Yeah, but still.
If you're a hard rock fan or if you're certainly a Frank Sinatra fan, which we love, when you come into Michael's of Brooklyn out there in Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, you will hear Frank Sinatra. And if you don't hear Frank Sinatra, you'll hear Steve Tyrell, my buddy Steve Tyrell.
He's coming in tonight.
Get out of here.
Yeah, he has a reservation for 9 people.
Is he working? Oh, my, he's the best. Is he working the city? Do we know?
No, he's not.
He's just coming in. Will you give him a big hug for me, please?
Take it easy.
come on, Fred. A big hug. You got a kiss on both cheeks. Do you mind that, Fred? Come on. I'm just saying, man.
I got to size him up first.
All right. I know Michael and Steve Tyrell are good buddies. Hey, so tell us about restaurant etiquette. So what Frankie mentioned to me. What dine and dash? Do people actually try to run out on you? Have you seen that in your long career there at the Michael's of Brooklyn, Fred?
Dine and dash.
Dine and dash. What is that, Fred? What is that?
Maybe you haven't heard. You know, me and my brother were at the door. There's no dining and dashing in Brooklyn.
You can see in a second, right?
I did have a guy years ago. I mean, you had the credit cards years ago, and they had a book. And you had to actually check the numbers. And I'm talking.
Wait! No, I didn't know that. So if you're an owner,
you had a book of phony credit cards, and every 3 days you would get a book, and you had to check the numbers.
Oh my gosh!
But if it was over $50, you had a call, and if it was under $50, you had to check the book.
Oh my gosh!
And this guy, he must have been. Like, first of all, he was 4'11". He had this white hair, and I never forget him and what he looked like. And he had, like, the charge was, like, $48. And then when he put the tip on, it was over $50. Yeah. So, like, we didn't check the book. And the waiter spilled something on his coat. He came back the next day and made us pay for his coat. And then a week later, I get in the mail, phony credit card.
Oh,
this guy.
Gosh.
So that's the equivalent of Dine and Dash from 40 years ago.
Yeah.
So I pinned this credit card to the wall. It was there. Had to be there 6-7 years. And people would ask me, what is that? Don't worry about it, I used to say. I got this. I got this guy up here. And he comes walking in the restaurant with a date.
Well, how many years later, Fred?
It had to be 6 years, 6-7 years
you
later.
You were so Italian.
I had this guy on the wall. I ran downstairs. My hands were shaking. I took this thing off the wall. I says, this guy. I got this guy. And you couldn't mix this guy up with anybody else.
This is great. Yeah.
I mean, he had a look, and he made me pay for his coat. For to clean his coat, not to pay for his coat.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, when he paid the check, I gave him another check for $50. He says, what's this? So I told the waiter, I said, just tell him to come up front. I don't want to embarrass him in front of his date. And I told him, I says, don't you think I remember you?
This is great.
I says, the guy says, no, you got me mixed up with somebody else. I says, look in the mirror. I got to mix you up with somebody else. I said, come on. I says, we could do this two ways. I says, you can go out in handcuffs. You could pay me. I says, you could take your date home. You'll be fine. The guy paid me big cash.
Yeah, but you know what?
There's no credit cards, I told him.
This is great, but you didn't put a VIG on it or anything like that, right?
Oh, what am I, going to get greedy?
Yeah, no, this is great. Oh,
but
that's...
there was a couple that did run out one time. A couple.
Wow. Well, what happened? Yeah, I love these stories. Please.
So there was a table right in the corner. I don't know if you remember, but near the bathroom. The bathroom's downstairs.
Yeah.
So the woman gets off the table, goes downstairs to the bathroom, crying. Right.
Right.
And then the guy gets up and goes downstairs to the bathroom. All of a sudden, the woman comes up from the bathroom, and goes out the door. The guy goes downstairs. I mean, the guy was downstairs already. He comes up. He goes out the door.
Whoa.
And the waiter goes, "They didn't pay a check."
Oh.
So I go out in the parking lot. This guy, Dave, who's my valet guy, says, "Did you see this guy with a blue short sleeve shirt come in and get a car?" He goes, "No." So I said, "These guys had a plan. They didn't even park in the parking lot. Nothing."
Wow.
So we're discussing it in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And we go back inside. All of a sudden, this guy, Dave, runs in. "You know, guy, that description just came in and got his car." I said, "What are you talking about?" I says, "I just asked you. Why didn't you call me?" He goes, "Well, you know, I didn't know. He came from around the corner." And the guy left. I said, "You let him go, you bacala." And he gives me the plate number. I said, "Well, at least you got the plate number." And where I'm fighting with the guy outside, my valet guy, all of a sudden this guy drives by. He drives by with the car. I told my brother, "John, this is the guy." He's driving by, waiting for the light. My brother jumps in his car. I jump in the car. We chase this guy down Bedford Avenue. He stops at a light on Avenue West and Bedford.
You didn't.
I swear to God, and there was a cop car there. Yeah. I jump out of the car. Johnny jumps out of the car, gets on his side. He goes, "Hey, roll down your window." The guy's looking at us. I says, "You didn't pay the check." He goes, he looks at his wife. His wife's got her hands over her face.
Yeah.
You know, cop gets out of the car. he goes, "How much is the check?" I said, $50 and a $50 tip. I said, "Give me $100, I'll let you go."
Oh, my gosh, that's great. Does he
and
do
he
it?
Give me $100, oh. Yeah, a check. I said to the cop, I said, "Let him go." We caught the guy.
Oh, my gosh. This is...
My brother had a Corvette at the time. Imagine getting out of that Corvette.
Yeah, for that.
Oh, my God.
God, that is so great. But that happens few and far between, just so you know. You got...
That had to be 20 years ago.
Yeah, man. Fred, you're the best.
Let this be a lesson to you. If you're coming to Michael's, cash, and make sure your credit card is good because they're going to chase you down.
At least have a Starbucks gift card to be prepared to tip with.
Come back within 20 years because we're going to get you.
Yes.
Right.
He remembers. Fred, you're the best, man.
How could you forget?
Oh, my God. You're the best. Fred, we love you, man. We love Michael's of Brooklyn. Give Steve Tyrell my personal best, man. He's a great, great guy.
I wonder if he's listening to you.
Yeah, you know, he very well may be. And listen, we give Marianne our best, too. We love you, man. And we'll see you soon. You can't make this up. Fred from Michael's of Brooklyn. God bless, Fred. Talk to you soon. The best. Love those stories.
Great stories.
You can't make
it. I love
it. The guys, yeah. Make sure
anywhere else it would have been, "Well, we called the police and filed the report." Brooklyn, no, we come and find you.
He and Johnny. And when he says Johnny, he goes, "Me and Johnny got in the car. I got mine got
Corvette.
In
the fine."
As it should be. As
I love
it should
it.
Be.
Just give me $100 and you can go. That's okay.
50,
I love that.
Plus a $50 tip. I love that.
That was great.
Oh, Deb, I tell you, I don't know if Johnny had his vet out there, he wouldn't be able to move it in the traffic this morning, I bet.
No, definitely not.
How we do it this morning? Debbie Duhame on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, have a great weekend to you, Frank Allen, everybody. Let's take a ride over to the Southern State Parkway, eastbound, slowing down, getting out toward Baldwin Road, getting out past South Hempstead. It's an accident there. Traffic is still moving slowly on the westbound BQE right by Atlantic Avenue, crash blocking two lanes. And if you're heading to the Whitestone Bridge, the earlier accident cleared. Heading into the Bronx, in the Bronx, southbound Deegan at the stadium, they just cleaned up a crash. Watch out for some slowdowns. Inbound GWB, it's a disabled vehicle on the upper level. 90 minutes in at the GWB to the upper. Lincoln Tunnel 25, Holland about 20. Newark Bay Extension West at 14C. Accident getting out past Jersey City and toward Bayonne. Watch for delays on 21 South at Chester Ave. Heading into Newark, that's a debris spill. Southbound Thruway, everything reopened at the Tappan Zee Bridge. That earlier accident out of the way. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Walsh explains how a good guy with a gun works.
All of you gun grabbers, all of you people who don't want law-abiding Americans armed,
do you understand what happened yesterday? Two of those law-abiding Americans who were armed, they stopped a mass shooting. You see, it works.
the Joe Walsh Radio Program. Weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Did you know that you spend a third of your life in your sheets? Those sheets better be good. You got to go to brooklinen.com. They're the best, most comfortable sheets. Plus, there's no big markup. Brooklinen was founded in 2014 by husband and wife team Vicky and Rich right in Brooklyn, New York. They provide the most beautiful, comfortable home essentials, but without the crazy markups and fees. This is luxury bedding underpriced. You've got to try these sheets today. The Brooklinen sheets are the most comfortable sheets that you will sleep on. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Piscopo at Brooklinen.com. They offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Piscopo at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code Piscopo. Brooklinen, the best sheets ever.
Be sure to tune in every Sunday night as Labor Press, New York's leading source for daily labor news and industry information, brings you their Blue Collar Buzz radio show. The hosts, Neil Tappell and Bill Holfeld, will discuss issues in the workplace and talk with some of the most prominent and influential personalities in the labor community. It's Labor Press, Sunday nights at 9, right here on AM 970, The Answer. Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Warmer with sunshine and some clouds today, a high of 82. Then tonight, some patchy clouds with a low of 66 in Midtown, closer to the upper 50s in some suburbs. Tomorrow, some sunshine, then turning out mostly cloudy by the afternoon with a shower around, a high of 80. A couple of showers, perhaps a heavier thunderstorm tomorrow night, especially south of the city, low 62. On Sunday, times of clouds and sunshine with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Tremont on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Sean, in for Joe Lumberg. Wishing Joe the best on his he's got like some kind of marathon he's biking in Michigan. Wish him all the best there. We'll find out about that on Monday. If you own or rent a home or apartment, own a business, you have a huge opportunity to impact this generation and the next by choosing green, renewable energy sources from Blue Rock Energy. You're getting energy sourced and developed right here in New York State, keeping the dollars and creating the jobs here in New York State. With Blue Rock, I love that you could choose between 30%, 50%, and 100% of your annual electricity usage in clean, renewable energy sourced directly from the Empire State. Make the free and easy switch to Blue Rock Energy today. If you go to BlueRockEnergy.com, you can sign up right there. Take control of your energy bill. Call today, 877-280-4909. 877-280-4909. We love telling you about Blue Rock Energy. Very simply, to sign up, just please go to BlueRockEnergy.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
I thought that was Donna Summer for a minute.
Oh, no.
That's the Bee Gees?
That's the Bee Gees. Tragedy.
Remember when I did that? I was at the Mohegan Sun. Is that where I went? And I hosted like that disco thing up there. Those gals can sing. There were some great gals that sang. And they were disco. And you think that was all electronic back then. It wasn't. They have some great voices. Donna Summer still out
Donna
there.
Donna Summer.
Right?
But Donna Summer, you know, hurt herself because.
Gloria Gaynor. Great.
Gloria Gaynor.
Still
but
out there.
Donna Summer refused for years to sing those songs because it went against her beliefs, her religion and stuff. And fans would go to her show wanting to hear those songs on the radio. You know, all
what did she sing if she didn't sing the songs that she's noted for?
Because that was at a time when she was, you know, drugs and all kinds of other stuff. And she found religion and she didn't want to sing those songs anymore. But unfortunately, that's what made her a superstar.
Hey, here's a shout out to Border Fox, someone who follows us on Twitter. His son is going back to the Navy today. The good morning brother and my son going back today, getting ready for important events next week overseas, having breakfast this morning with his mom, who was Italian, listening to your show. We wish you all the best. Thanks for your service to the United States, and God bless you and Godspeed. We always appreciate you keeping in touch with us. We love you. Love you for being there. Frankie Five Boroughs, thanks for a great week of shows.
Thank you,
always.
Joe.
Let's do it on Monday. Go to Talkers. You want to go to the Talkers thing?
You know, I haven't been home yet since yesterday.
Wow.
I slept here.
No, go ahead. You got it. Yeah. No, you got it. Albert, love you, man. Thank you very much. Disco all weekend long.
No.
I dare you.
No.
I dare you. Just say no. Debbie, we love you. We love you for listening. A couple minutes away from Mike Gallagher. We love you for listening. Make it the best weekend ever. You know why? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
62 degrees at 959. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A New Jersey neurologist facing new charges in a statewide medical kickback scheme. The attorney general says Dr. Terry Ramanan, who operates the Interventional Spine and Pain Treatment Center in Paramus, ripped off insurance companies for nearly $700,000, billing them for procedures he never performed. 65-year-old doctor charged with conspiracy and bribery last year. Final legislative approval for sports betting at New Jersey casinos and racetracks expected today. The question is, will Governor Murphy sign the bill, or will he need a few days? Monmouth Park Racetrack ready to take bets as early as tomorrow. Legislation would allow anyone 21 or older to place bets on all professional and college sports unless the college event happens in New Jersey or involves New Jersey schools. In sports, the Capitals Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history. You now know what's going on. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.